Hey guys, Dreamer here. I'm doing a bunch of questionnaires at once in one audio, so get ready for the longest audio you've ever heard from me. It will be interspersed with drink breaks because my voice gets very tired very easily and very sore-ish. I'm doing a bunch of Petals questionnaires. I'm doing obviously Petals first, second, third, and fourth. I was gonna do the leap year one, but I skipped that one. I don't know why. I just decided to, I guess. But yeah, let's get into it. Number one, what does your recording / editing setup look like? What mic do you use to record, and what editing software do you use? Was it easy for you to figure everything out and learn how to use these things right away? The mic that I use usually, because right now I'm using a headphone microphone because I left my microphone at my friend's. The microphone that I use is the Snowball from Blue. It's really good. I like it. It gives me very crisp and good sounds. I like it. And it picks my voice up when I'm speaking softer. So it's 10 out of 10. I do like it. And the editing software I use is Audacity. I don't know if it's considered an editing software or just a recording software, but that's all I use. I just use Audacity. I don't really know how to edit properly and stuff, and I should learn, but what can you do? Number two, where do you typically record, and what positions do you usually situate yourself in? Are you usually laying down on your tummy, laying down on your back, or sitting up? I always record in my bedroom, and I'm usually sitting down, because I haven't really recorded any scripts or anything that really involves laying down. I did one, but I was laying on my back for that. But most of the time I'm sitting because most of the audios I record don't involve recorder participation. Number three, were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA? Why or why not? I was very nervous. I think because I didn't know how people would receive my audios, or, you know, if the script writers would be okay with the fact that I sometimes take male for female scripts and modify them to female for female. So I was nervous that people wouldn't like that or wouldn't receive it well. Number four, what advice would you give to someone who's new? What do you suggest they do to calm their nerves? And what are the words of encouragement you would give to them? I would just say just go for it. Just jump into it and try it out. It's not going to be as scary as you think it is. Because the people here are super nice. And so far, at least, I haven't really encountered anybody mean. I think to calm nerves, I think it's just, you just have to find, I don't know, because I'm always nervous, so I don't know how to calm my nerves. But I guess just do it and find scripts that make you happy and that you are proud of. And you want to record, and when you listen back to the recordings, make sure that you're proud of your work, because that's what matters the most to me. So, I mean, I feel like that's a big thing, is be proud of what you're putting out there and just do it. Number five, what is an audio in GWA that you would love to hear but just hasn't happened yet? I want a Captain America or Bucky Barnes audio, please. One of those two telling me what to do. 10 out of 10. Would enjoy. I'm a huge nerd for Marvel, so, like, if you have... Yeah, basically that. If just Captain America, Bucky Barnes, Iron Man, whoever... Natasha, Black Widow. Honestly, I'll... Oh, God, I love her. Yeah. I want more audios like that, because I have not found any yet. I don't know if I'm just not looking hard enough, but I haven't found any yet. So, you know, yeah. Number six, you're fuming with anger towards your partner, and suddenly in the middle of your venting, they kiss you. What are your feelings in that moment? Lust, adoration, or even more anger? Please explain. Oh, I'd be pissed. Because I feel like that's just a distraction. Like, they're just trying to be like, oh, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm going to kiss them and hope it shuts them up. Like, that's what it seems like to me. So I'd be mad. Number 7, what is a paraphilia or fetish you just don't understand or see any appeal to whatsoever? What's the reason for your answer? I don't really understand, like, I think it's called scat or water sports, I think they're called. Basically to do with urine and feces. I don't understand it. I don't know, I guess my reason is just because that, it seems unsanitary, and I'm a really big person with, like, germs and stuff like that. I'm just, yeah, no, I just, no, thank you. Number 8, what are some minuscule, passive, nearly insignificant actions that someone can do that make you nearly come right then and there? I don't know, like, watching girls put their hair up. Pretty, you know, I do enjoy, especially if their shirt's a little bit, rides up a little bit, 10 out of 10, when guys roll up the sleeves of their dress shirt or, like, a flannel or something, also 10 out of 10, yeah. Number 9, name the most significant point on your sex bucket list. I don't have a sex bucket list. I haven't really put much thought into one, so I have no answer for that. Number 10, if you choose to remain anonymous on GWA, is it because you're more worried about people in real life finding out about your profile or people on the internet finding you in real life? I'm not too worried about people in real life finding out about my profile. Because, I mean, I've already told, like, my best friend about it and whatever. I think it is people on the internet. Just because I'm a paranoid person and I just think that would be... I don't know. I'm paranoid and I always go to, like, the worst place when I think about, like, people on the internet finding you. So, yeah. Number 11, what was your high school / secondary school experience like? How would you best describe your life, your personality, and your mindset at the time? Okay, so it might not seem like it to you guys, but I had to move because the spot I was recording in today got taken. So I'm in a car currently. So yeah, if the audio sounds different or weird, I'm sorry. So we're on number 11, I believe. my high school experience was not great. I'm not a fan of it. I went through a lot of my mental health issues at the time. And, okay, there we go. I went through a lot of my mental health at the time, and it was just not a fun thing to deal with, and I don't know. I just wasn't a fan, and I don't, yeah. So, yeah, we're just going to move on, because I don't want to talk about it. number 12, how much have you changed since your 18th birthday? That was 4 years ago, by the way, for everybody. I'm 21 now. I just turned 21 last month. What are some words of wisdom you would give to the new adults of the subreddit, and world for that matter? I think... I've changed a lot because when I was 18, I had just been diagnosed with my mental health issues. I'd had them for a while, but I'd finally been properly diagnosed and I was starting to deal with it and I was medicated and things were still kind of rough. But in that time frame from then to now at 21, I'm a lot happier. I mean, I'm definitely by no means better, fully better, but I'm recovering and I'm moving forward every day and I'm accepting my hiccups and my hiccups. I'm accepting those for what they are and I'm realizing that it's okay to have hiccups and it's okay to not be okay. And I've just become a lot more confident in myself and more driven and motivated. And I feel more like a human than I did before. I think that's the biggest thing that's changed since my 18th birthday is how I view not only myself, but everything around me, and how I've become more accepting of my failures and more at ease with myself. Number 13, what is your favorite scent? Do you associate with anything in particular? Does it conjure any sort of nostalgia? If you have a story, feel free to share. Anything that's scent, like that's got like a baked good scent. Any baked goods, but some mostly pumpkin stuff, like pumpkin pie scent or stuff like that. Because my mom and grandpa both, while I was growing up and still, are huge in baking. They love to bake. And so a lot of memories with those scents are helping my grandpa bake and helping my mom, you know, and being in the kitchen with them and helping them do stuff and get stuff ready for the holidays and get stuff ready for just to have, like, you know, it's mostly like family stuff because I'm huge on family. So anything that kind of reminds me of my family or home is a scent that I really enjoy. Number 14, name a turnoff, perhaps the smallest, most bearable turnoff on the extensive list you've got, and then name an absolute deal breaker. One that would cause you to never consider a relationship with said person, despite how attractive and appealing they otherwise would be. I think a turnoff that I could deal with, over anything else, I think I could deal with someone that's not always on time. I think I could deal with that. I 100% think I could get over my own anxieties to deal with that. But a huge deal breaker for me is someone who doesn't, I don't know, shit. I have two big deal breakers. I think the biggest one is respect. I think someone that doesn't respect me or obviously me, but people around them, like wait staff and cleaning people and cashiers in stores, like someone that just doesn't have respect for people is a huge deal breaker because respect is a huge thing for me. Number 15. You are granted the opportunity to have the most tingly, intense, hair-raising, toe-curling, multiple screaming orgasms, to put it simply, the best sex of your life with one celebrity of your choice. Who the fuck would that be, and why the fuck would that be? How do you imagine them to be in bed? Oh, God. I can only pick one, which sucks, but... I want to go with Chris Evans. Man's got a beard most of the time, and that beard is... 10 out of 10, would like to feel it between my thighs. I think that he seems like he'd be very dominant in bed, which makes it even better. Plus, I think it would be him because he's got nice lips and nice eyes and a nice face that is probably made for sitting on. and he's great. I love Chris Evans. 10 out of 10. Number 16, if you enjoy the word daddy being used in a sexual manner, what is it about it that makes your genitals feel like they're on fire? If you don't enjoy the word being used like that, what is the word you would like being called or you like calling others that you really love? I personally do enjoy the use of daddy in a sexual manner. I'm trying to find a script that I like that involves the use of daddy. I don't know what it is about it that turns me on. I just know that I like it. It's 10 out of 10. It's a good word. It's a good thing. I don't know. It's just hot. It's just, I have a lot of feelings about the word daddy, and all of them are good. Even just listening to other girls call someone daddy, like, being that I'm attracted to both genders, I would not mind it if a girl called me daddy. Is that weird? Probably. but I wouldn't mind it. I would not mind that. And I just, hearing other people use the word daddy is 10 out of 10. Using it myself, calling someone daddy, would be the best thing in the world. Number 17, are you more confident or slash bold or shy slash nervous in your audios than you are in real life? Or are you about the same? For example, if your audio involves your character seducing someone you just met at the mall and then dominating them and fucking them very roughly, would you consider that to be a situation that happened in real life? Oh, Jesus. I think I'm definitely more bold and confident in my audios, especially because my audios are, please stop dinging. Okay. My audios are femdom audios, and I've never really thought of myself as a dominant person until I found those audios, and for some reason, I find that I adore recording femdom audios for female listeners. I'm naturally more submissive and also very shy. So being able to put on a different persona and be dominant and be confident sounding and, you know, get to tell someone what to do is kind of interesting and intriguing. And it was awesome to find that out. But 100%, I am more bold. Number 18, this is the last question for the first questionnaire. And then we move on to number 2. A spell is cast upon you by a sadistic, sexy sex witch where you must choose between the following. You have an intense, sporadic 10-minute orgasm every hour. So like 1 to 2, 2 to 3. It'll happen sometime between the beginning of the current hour and the clock striking the next hour. This isn't to say that you'll get an hour break between each orgasm. One orgasm might happen at 1:50 and the next might happen at 2 o'clock. Also, you may not have sex or masturbate. The spell-casted orgasm is the only pleasure you receive. Or have your genitals simulated once, once for no longer than 1 minute every 365 days and have an incredibly weak orgasm. Which do you choose and why? I'm going to go with 10-minute orgasms because that just, they'd be like, as in, they'd either, well, I'm pretty sure, they'll be intense. Which I think I could handle. I could handle that. Because, I mean, it just would suck to just once every year have your genitals stimulated and have the weakest orgasm of your life. That just seems not satisfying, and I don't want it. Moving on to Petal's second questionnaire. So, number 1, what are your top 3 favorite foods? Pizza, cheese pizza to be specific. This car is so hot, Jesus Christ. Cheese pizza to be specific. I also really like fettuccine Alfredo. And I'm gonna go with a sweet food for my last one, but I really like cinnamon buns a lot. 10 out of 10. I enjoy them very much. Number 2. Now, if you went down on your partner and their genitals tasted like any of the foods mentioned previously, would you be repulsed? Which flavor would be the least weird slash most bearable? I think the most bearable flavor would have to be cinnamon bun. I think I could handle if my partner's genitals tasted like cinnamon buns. Could probably handle. Number 3, realistically, would you drink a cup full 8 ounces/240 milliliters of cum / vaginal ejaculate in one sitting of someone you knew and were attracted to? That's, no thank you. I don't think I could do that. I don't want to. No thank you. Number 4, what's in your shower, your shampoo and soap and stuff? I'm sure you never get asked this, so I'd like to take the time to appreciate the products that you use to keep up your appearance. I'm going to expand shower to just bathroom in general because I like talking about the stuff that I use. For hair, I have a new stuff I've been trying. It's from Whole Blends by Garnier. It's coconut something. I don't have the bottle with me. If I was inside, I would. Basically, it's a smoothing shampoo, conditioner, and then there's a leave-in conditioner and an oil. It basically smooths your hair, makes it really soft, and keeps frizz away, which is huge for me because I have weird hair that isn't super curly, but it's almost to the point of curly. It's wavy. It's naturally very wavy. And brushing it makes it frizzy. But if I don't brush it, it gets really knotted because I have thick hair. So the smoothing shampoo just makes brushing it easier and keeps frizz at bay, because then I can put my smoothing oil in after I'm done my shower, which makes it a lot easier to handle my hair. Also my hair is color treated, I think the word would be. I recently got an ombre done to it, so it's not liking me at the moment. So I'm trying to use products that will make my hair not feel gross. and then for other shampoos I have, because sometimes I like to switch it up, I have one called I Love Juicy from Lush, and it's really good for when I do like oil treatments for my hair to make my hair not so damaged, because the citrus in it gets rid of the oils and makes it easier to wash and shit. I also have a solid shampoo from Lush that I sometimes use. It's called Honey I Washed My Hair, and it smells delicious. For soap, what do I use for soap? I kind of switch it up very often with my soap. I have 3 different Lush shower jellies, which make a really funny noise in the container. I have Bouncy Bunny from their Easter collection. I have Sweetie Pie, which is no longer sold, which sucks because it's my favorite. And I have, I think it's just called Snowman. I really like Bouncy Bunny because it's very citrusy and fresh and nice, and it's a nice wake up in the morning. Sweetie Pie is good because it's very sweet. It's very like candy smelling. Snowman's also really good because it's got a very fresh smell too. I also have an apricot body scrub that I use because I like to exfoliate before I shave, because it makes my skin feel softer. And then I just have like a Garnier lotion. It's like a gel hydrating lotion, which I put on after my showers. Yeah. So there you go. Now y'all know Dreamer's shower routine. Number 5, would you see potential in a serious long-term relationship with a person with whom you have a 20-year age gap, older or younger? It doesn't matter, given that that person is an adult. So because I'm 21, we have to go older, because going lower is illegal. So the person that I would be dating would be 41. I don't know, because I feel like that's such a big age gap, and there's so much of a difference between me and someone who's 40. Like the fact that they've probably got their life figured out and they kind of know what they want to do and they've got a career probably and, you know, all that shit. Whereas I'm just taking a 2-year break and going back to school and still trying to figure out what I'm doing with my life and all that kind of shit. And I feel like it'd be hard because that's too big of an age gap for me. For me personally, that's too big. Number 6. You're inevitably committed to one person you're ridiculously attracted to, and you have to choose between romance or sex. Only love and cuddly stuff all the time, or only sexy sex stuff with that person. Which do you choose and why? I think that I would choose, I think I would choose romance, because to me personally, sex isn't the most important part of a relationship. So I would personally choose romance, because there are more ways to be intimate with someone than sex, and I'm a really big person with cuddles and stuff like that. I really enjoy that kind of stuff. So I would choose romance. Number 7. Your partner offers you marijuana, saying that drug use can be a romantic activity. Are you down? Why or why not? I am down because I am a pot smoker. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's romantic to smoke with a partner, but I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it because, you know, I like it. I mainly do it for my anxiety and stuff, but I wouldn't mind sharing with partner, you know. Number 8, someone you admire gives you either $5,000 worth of material gifts, something you actually really wanted, or a $5,000 vacation to somewhere you really wanted to go, given that you were free at the time of the vacation. Which would be the better option for you? I think that I would choose... I don't know. I think I would choose material, like $5,000 worth of something. And I think, as vain and materialistic as this is going to sound, I would choose makeup. Basically, not only for myself, but so that I could start, before even going away for my program, that I could start building myself a makeup kit so that I could do freelance makeup work and build my portfolio and get my experience while I'm in my program. So it'd be really awesome to be able to build a makeup kit with $5,000, because I think you could get a lot for a makeup kit for that. Even half of that. Number 9, if you're in a romantic relationship right now, does your partner know about your audios on GWA? I'm not, so I'm going to skip the rest of that question. If you're not, I'm going to skip to the last part of the question. If you're not in a relationship right now, would you still continue posting if you got involved in one? Would you tell your partner about it? I think I would tell my partner first and see where they stood on it. I mean, I don't think I would let... I think I would just see if they'd want to join in too. Like, I don't know. I think I would still post, but I don't know. I don't know. I can't really say because I'm not in a relationship yet, but I would tell my partner, but I'd say, hey, by the way, I used to, or I do post on GWA. Number 10, are you more of a coffee or tea person? What is your favorite type / flavor of tea / coffee? And how do you like it prepared? I shouldn't be, but I am more of a coffee person. I'm trying to cut it out and go to tea because caffeine isn't good for people with anxiety, but hey. If I don't really like drinking hot coffee though, I am very much an iced coffee person. There's a place in my town that I can get black iced coffee that isn't Starbucks. Because I live in a small town. We don't have enough people for a Starbucks. So it's like a local owned cafe, and I'm huge on local places. So they do black coffee, black iced coffee, and I can get it sweetened or unsweetened. So I go there for my iced coffee needs. If I am in an area with a Starbucks, my go-to is a vanilla iced coffee. Number 11. We all have people in our lives we care deeply for. Philosophically speaking, what is it that makes it so hard to even think about never talking to or seeing those people ever again? When there are so many people in the world to form potential lasting relationships with. Why is it that most of us would choose our friends / family over large sums of money if given the choice to? I think what makes it hard to think about never seeing or talking to those people again is that... I don't know, I guess because they're important to you and most of those people have probably been in your life for a long time. And thinking about never seeing them again is hard because they've probably helped you through a lot of shit and all that. And I think people would choose family and friends over money because you could lose your money. Like, money isn't something that you're always going to have or have a lot of. But you are always going to have your friends and family. And they're always going to be there for you no matter what. If they really are your friends and your family, they will love you when you're poor and they'll love you when you're rich. I don't know, I guess that's just my view on it. Number 12, are you a person who is very picky about organization with your paperwork? Do you use highlighters, pens to color code, sticky notes, etc.? I'm not. picky with organization in any sense. Definitely not in my note-taking. Well, no, that's a lie. My notes on my computer are immaculate and very specifically written so that I can study them better. I used to write my notes by hand, but then in my letter of accommodation, I got it so that I could bring my laptop to class and write my notes that way. I also didn't really write notes because I could do that, or I could also record the lectures. I got permission on my letter of accommodation for that too. So, like, I did write notes sometimes, but a lot of the time I wrote, I recorded my lectures and just listened to them again at home when I was studying. That's how I studied. Yeah. Number 13, you're out at a party slash club slash, whoop. I lost it. Okay, there we go. Party slash club slash dark place with an excessive amount of loud people having fun. Someone behind you wraps their arms around you and starts kissing your neck. You turn around and see who it is, and it's someone very, very attractive who you've never seen before. Do you confront them or reciprocate? I would probably confront them, because please don't ever do that to me if you're a stranger. That's just uncomfortable and not good. No, thank you. If I sound like I'm struggling, it's because I'm trying to get a water out. Shit. I'm a mess. I'm sorry, guys. I would confront them because that's just, I'm not comfortable with that. If I don't know you, don't start kissing on me and being like that. Please don't. Because it's not my fault if you get a backhand across the face. Number 14, what's the story of your first kiss? My first kiss was the least romantic thing possible because it was during a game of Truth or Dare. And it wasn't great because the guy practically slobbered all over my mouth and around my mouth. And it was not great. He was not good. And it was awful. My first kiss was not great. That got really loud. I'm so sorry if this is loud, by the way, you guys. It was not great. Jesus. Yeah. Which of the two is considered more arousing? Oh, number 15. Which of the two is considered more arousing to you? A girl wearing your t-shirt slash boy shorts and a pair of knee-high socks, or a girl in black lacy lingerie with a garter belt and stockings? If you're not attracted to girls and are attracted to guys, are you more into Don Draper-esque type men, stern businessy suit and tie type men, or laid-back t-shirt and jeans type men? I'm attracted to both, so I'm going to give you both answers. Girls in oversized or men's, like, oversized slash men's t-shirts and boy shorts and knee-high socks is 100% the hottest thing ever. Ever. I love it. I think it's great. And for men, you know how Harry Styles dresses? If you don't, Google it. And how he can be, like, super casual, but then also super dressy. I kind of like guys that can do that. I'm not really more for one or the other. It's all about, I just think it's all on what you can pull off. And I think Harry Styles does a good job of pulling off both. So I would say I'm attracted to both. Number 16, would you share a main, this is where we always sleep, bed with your partner you're beginning a new relationship with? Or would you choose to have separate rooms? I think a main bed would be nice because I'm a cuddler. I'm a cuddly person. I like cuddles. So that'd be great because I could get cuddles whenever the hell I wanted. Number 17, you're having a one night stand with someone or sex with a booty call slash fuck buddy. Basically someone you don't really care about. And when they come, they scream someone else's name. How would you feel about it? I don't think I'd really give a shit if they're just like a fuck buddy. It's not like we're committed to each other and actually in a relationship. So, I mean, if they said someone else's name, I don't think I'd really give a fuck. Number 18, can you drink a full glass of whole dairy milk, or would you consider yourself more of a plant slash nut milk person? I can drink a whole glass of dairy milk, but I really like almond milk a lot. It's one of my favorites. So I think I would choose almond milk. I could drink a whole glass of that. Number 19. Are you one of those people who enjoys the smell of gasoline? Yes, I am. When it comes to the placement of your partner's hands during sex, rate these from least arousing to most arousing. I want to take a break here for a minute to let you all know that I am a virgin, actually, and I've never had sex, so I can't really speak from experience of if these are arousing to least arousing, but I'm going to put them in the order that I think, but I'm going to read them off to you first. Basically, in your hair, digging their nails into your back, holding your hands, spanking your ass, grabbing onto your shoulders / legs, or fingers in your mouth. So, most arousing would be hands in the hair, spanking my ass, holding my hand, digging their nails into my back, holding on to shoulders or legs, and then fingers in your mouth. I don't know. That just, yeah. Number 21, someone you've never met before comes up to you asking if you're that person from GWA, as your voice sounds suspiciously similar to someone who posts there. Do you choose to give yourself away? Alternately, if someone asked if you've heard about this little place on the internet called Gone Wild Audio, do you confirm or deny? I think if someone came up to me and said, oh, you sound like this person on GWA, I would be like, that's interesting, but I have no clue what that is. Unless they went, oh, I post there too, that's how I know, and or something, or if they posted there too, then I'd be like, hey, what's up? What's your username? But I think I would just try to act casual for the most part. And I think if someone asked about it, I would wait and be like, oh no, what is it? And be like, oh, do you post there? And then if they said yeah, I'd be like, yeah, me too. Number 22, your current best friend, yes, that best friend, confesses to you that they're in love with you. How do you respond? Would you find it easy to continue a friendship with them if you didn't feel the same way? Well, my current best friend is straight, so, you know, but I mean, if it ever happened, And if I didn't, she's cute. I could definitely, I'd go for that if she was into it. But if I didn't feel the same way, I think it would be easy to continue a friendship with her because we're very straight out with each other. And the last thing we want to do is hurt each other. And I would be as nice about it as I could be and just be like, I'm really sorry, but I'd rather just stay friends. And we could move forward because I don't think either of us would let that affect our relationship. Number 23, what are some occupations you wanted to have as a kid? I wanted to be an archaeologist. That was the first thing I ever wanted to be. One of the first things I remember ever wanting to be. And then I also wanted to be a spy because I used to watch Totally Spies when I was younger and I thought that would be super cool. I wanted to be a vet. Then I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be an actor. I still do. I think that'd be cool. Archaeologist and vet are the two that I remember so badly wanting to be when I was younger, though. Number 24, do you consider yourself a grown-up? Do you think there is a set grown-up age where someone's expected to have their life together? I don't consider myself a grown-up. I think I'm the farthest thing from a grown-up, even at 21. I just don't think I am. I think, to me, a grown-up is someone who lives on their own and pays their own bills and, is responsible. And I am not that responsible. I'm not good with my money. I mean, I've never missed paying my phone bill, but I'm not great with money. And I think that is a big thing about being a grown-up is being good with money and having your shit together. But I don't think that there's a specific grown-up age. I think it just depends on you and when you have your life together. And when you have your life together, that's when you're considered a grown-up. Number 25, which first date would you prefer? Movie at home, cuddles, and a homemade dinner, or a movie at the theater / cinema and a fancy schmancy dinner? I would prefer the first one, with being at home, cuddles, and a homemade dinner, because I feel like, I just think that's a good, first date. Just because I wouldn't want someone to spend that much, a fancy dinner. I wouldn't want someone to spend that much money on me on a first date. I mean, if we've been dating for a while and you want to take me out for a nice dinner, I may still feel weird about it and still want to pay for my own shit. But I wouldn't be as opposed. But if you're taking me out on our first date to a really fancy place, I'm going to feel kind of intimidated. So I would pick home and movies and cuddles and homemade dinner. Also because it's easier to make vegetarian options at home than it is to find a good place with vegetarian options. At least where I'm from. Finding vegetarian options in this town is hard. I just went off on a little rant there. I'm sorry. Number 26, improvise a sexy scene right now, or just say how your day was. My day has been great. I slept in for the first time in a couple months, and I feel refreshed and lovely and great. I went to the grocery store, I bought some stuff for dinner, I'm making tacos or burritos, I haven't decided yet. I got stuff for both, but I haven't decided. I had to get a bunch of fake meat, though, for myself to make enough taco meat, because they don't really sell big packages of fake meat. But yeah, so then I did that, and then I came home, and I'm recording this right now, and it's already really long, and if you've stuck it this far, thank you. This is the longest audio I've ever made. Holy shit. Now we're moving on to number 3, the third questionnaire from Petal. Number one, how do you feel about visible neck hickeys? I don't really care. I personally would not want them on myself, but if I see someone with one, I don't really care. I'm like, get it. Like, good for you. You're getting it. But I also read a thing recently where a kid died from a hickey or something. So that terrifies me. But, visible neck hickeys don't really bother me. It's weird to see how it bothers my mother's generation though. People get right rowdy about it. A kid at my place of work that I used to work at had a hickey, and our boss pitched a fit. But the kid didn't even work in the front. He worked in the back, and no one really ever saw him. But our boss, threw a fit and, lost it and sent him home because of it. Number 2, do you prefer carpet, wood, or tile flooring? I think I prefer carpet. We're redoing my room. I don't know, because this seems like a double entendre question, but I'm answering it literally. We're redoing my room since I'm going to be living at home for the next 2 years because I can't afford an apartment. So we're redoing my room and I want to get carpeting. I want really furry, fluffy carpeting. Like that white fuzz stuff. You know what I mean? I want it. Number 3, do you like eggs? If so, how do you like them best? If not, why not? I do like eggs. I prefer them over easy with a little bit of pepper. And I'm pretty pro at making over easy eggs with a little bit of pepper. It's my favorite way to make them. Number 4, are you someone who would only be able to have sexual interactions with someone you had a close bond with? Would you be able to have sex with someone with whom you had extremely different political views? You don't have to share what they are. I definitely don't think I could. I don't think I could do hookups. So I think it would definitely have to be someone I have a close bond with. And I don't think that I could have sex with someone who had wildly different political views than me. I don't know, because my people's political views really play a part on how I view them. As shitty as that probably sounds. Number 5. What are your current thoughts on the infamous internet video? I haven't seen it, so I'm skipping this. I've heard about it, but I've never actually watched it, and I want to keep it that way. Number 6, what is your skincare routine? Y'all, I just want to tell you, I love these questions, like, about my skincare routine or my makeup and shit. I love questions like this. My skincare routine is as follows. I use a Garnier Activated Charcoal Cleansing Gel. Scrub that all over my face. Well, first, I remove my makeup with a cucumber-scented makeup wipe from Winners, because I got a package of those for, like, $5. So I remove my makeup, cleanse my face with the cleansing gel, and then I do a face mask, and it's either a blueberry detox mud mask, clay mask or whatever, drying mask, or it's like a Dead Sea Minerals mask, or I do a sheet mask, which is pink lemonade, and it brightens your skin and shit. I let that sit and dry or soak up for however long it says to. Take it off with warm water, or I take the sheet mask off and rub the excess in. And then I put on a little bit of toner all over my face. And then I use, it's from Nivea. It's Nivea for men. It's for sensitive skin. But it's a moisturizer, aftershave moisturizer. And it smells like sunscreen. And I really like it. But it makes your face so soft, and like my skin, since I've started, cause I just recently started this full skincare routine. I used to only wash my face with soap and water, but I just recently started doing a better skincare routine. And since I've been doing it, my skin has loved me, and I have less breakouts, which is nice. Number 7, if GWA had suddenly become a place where its content creators were to be paid according to how many upvotes, plays, and comments their submissions received, how much do you think you would change, and what do you think you would change? How would this affect you and your future posts? I don't know. That's a good question. I think I would probably do more audios similar to ones that got really good upvotes and plays and comments and all that. Because if that's what's working and would make me money, then I would do that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Number 8, is what you have built so far on GWA something you can throw away as of right now? Where does GWA stand in terms of importance for you? For throwing it away, that kind of seems like just deleting everything and getting rid of all of it. So I don't think I could ever really do that. I'd want to keep my stuff up just because if people like it, I don't want to, like, take it away. Does that make sense? But GWA right now is something, it's not super, super important to me, but it's not something that I would just be like, oh, whatever, it's not that great. It's very much something that I enjoy doing. And right now, what's important to me is doing things that make me happy. And GWA, posting to GWA and GWA Backstage, makes me happy, and so it is somewhat important to me to do this because I enjoy doing it, so why not? Number 9, are you ready for a child or more children if you have kids already? I do not have kids, and I 100% am not ready for a kid yet. I'm 21. I've said that like 4 times in this audio, but for me, 21 feels too young for a child. I'm not financially stable. I live with my mom, first of all, still, because I just graduated college and I can't afford to pay my OSAP and have an apartment and pay utilities and internet. Like, so I'm not financially stable enough to support myself. I'm not financially stable enough to support a child. I would not want to bring a child into this right now. Also, I'm single, so I don't think I could bring up a child on my own. My mom did it. Props to her. She is and was the best single, like, I think she did a great job as a single mom. But I could not. I definitely need a partner, and I'm not ready. I don't mind watching other people's kids, but the thought of having my own terrifies me. Number 10, is there a meaning behind your username? If so, what is it? I just thought it was cute. I thought Little Dreamer sounded cute. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to use it because it's cute. Number 11, what is one pair of shoes you wear all the time or more than the others? Sad story, I recently had to get rid of those the shoes that I wear all the time because they got a hole in the bottom of them. They were a pair of white, like, sneakers. They were from American Eagle. They were so nice. And I got them on sale, and they were beautiful. And they lasted me so long. And now they're gone. Moment of silence for the best pair of shoes ever. Okay. Number 12. Are you hesitant to give out small physical details of yourself to your listeners? For example, if someone asked you what color your eyes were or how tall you were, would it be easier for you to answer those questions? Why or why not? Well, my eyes are brown and I'm 5'3". Not that hard. I think more for me it'd be like giving a full description of myself or my name. Those are the kind of things that I'd be like, no, not happening. Okay, where are we? Jesus Christ. Number 13, what is an item you absolutely must splurge on? This is something in which generic or knockoff anything would not suffice. Fuck. I mean, to me, it's splurging because I don't really have the money to go to Sephora for skincare. But I like to use, like, skincare products from, like, Shoppers. Anything from, like, Marcel or Pure Minerals or anything that has skincare that's expensive, I try to splurge on that sometimes. Or makeup. I try to go for the higher brands in drugstore makeup because I find that they're a lot better. But at the same time, e.l.f. is really good. I don't know. I don't really have anything that cheap or knockoff would not suffice. I don't know. I have nothing. Because I find that all skincare products kind of do the same thing. And most makeup products, yes, high-end is better in some senses, but certain products only last you so long, so there's no point. I don't really have anything that I splurge on all the time. I have nothing. I got nothing for you guys. I'm sorry. Number 14. Would you ever consider doing a meetup with someone you met off GWA? And perhaps doing a live sex collaboration to post for all of us to hear? I don't know. I mean, there's a couple people that I would love to collab with. Maybe not necessarily meet up and do a live collab, but I would love to collab with. There's a few people. I'm not going to name names right now. But I mean, if it ever happened that we did meet up and do a live thing, that'd be pretty cool. I would be into that. Even though I said a while ago I'm not into hookups. I think I could do it. I don't think it would be my first thought. I think I would be more into like a collaboration on an audio where we both recorded a part and put it together. But I mean, maybe part of me could do a live collab. Number 15, do you consider flirting with someone online or through text cheating? If you're dating someone and you're flirting with someone else, it doesn't matter if it's online, in person, it's cheating. Because if you're with somebody, like you're actually in a relationship, you shouldn't be flirting with other people. That's just how I see it. I don't know. That's just my thing. Number 16. During sexy times, rate these from most arousing to least arousing on a lady. And then the stuff is French maid outfit, men's dress shirt, Catholic schoolgirl uniform, naughty nurse uniform, black lace bra and panties. Okay. So most arousing, black lace bra and panties, men's dress shirt is second, Catholic schoolgirl uniform is third, French maid is fourth, and then naughty nurse is last. Number 17. If you were to develop a crush on someone you met on GWA, would you tell them? Maybe if I worked up the confidence, because there are a couple people I have like huge voice crushes on here. They've got, like, really nice voices, both male and female. Yeah, no. If I worked up enough courage, I could be like, hey, your voice is really nice. I think it's cute. But that's about it. So, number 18. For the rest of your life, you can only eat either untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust still on, or cold, watery tomato soup with a random stalk of celery somewhere in there. Which do you choose? I hate crunchy peanut butter. Absolutely hate it. I'm going to go with cold, watery tomato soup because I want my smooth peanut butter. You must experience... Oh, number 19. You must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why or why not is this quote bullshit? You must experience the storm before you see the rainbow. I think it's pretty... I like it. I think it definitely speaks somewhat to me. In the sense that you have to go through the hard shit to get something good. And I think I can relate to that a lot. Especially with recent events. I was recently admitted into the hospital for some mental health reasons. So I went through a lot of hard shit leading up to that and during that. And now I'm experiencing really good things. And so I agree with that quote that you really do have to experience the storm / bad things before you experience the rainbow / good things. I definitely agree with that. What was your first cell phone? Could you have that now and be content? My first cell phone was a prepaid Virgin Mobile flip phone. I don't think that I could be content with that now, as awful as that sounds, because I am 100% Apple trash, and I love the iPhone. I had a Samsung Galaxy when I got my first smartphone. It was all right, but now that I have Apple, I don't think I'm ever going back to Samsung, especially with the fact that, the Samsung 7 explodes. But no, my first phone was a flip phone, and that thing went through so much shit. I used to clip it on the front of my shirt, and when I was out with friends, we would run across the road just if we had enough time just to get to where we needed to go, because, you know, slushies are going to get up and walk away. That phone, we were running across the road one day, and my phone fell off my shirt, and I had to kick it across the road, and it slammed into, like, the block of concrete that holds in the sign for the convenience store. And it survived. It survived that. It had a couple scratches on the back, but other than that, it looked good. Number 21, does a sexual / romantic partner's height matter to you? I say it does, but I don't think it's like my deal breaker. Like, I mean, I say I really love tall guys, but everyone's tall because I'm 5'3". So, you know, I think that it doesn't really matter to me, even though I joke about it and say that I like my men like I like my trees, tall and blocking the sun. But it doesn't, it's not my biggest thing that matters to me. Hygiene matters to me more than someone's height. Number 22. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? I think you can be too young. I think, like, these kids in high school that are, like, 13, 14, or no, not, you're not in high school when you're 13, but these kids that are, like, 13, 14, 15, and all that are going, oh, I love you so much, never gonna, whatever, and I don't know, I don't think that they really understand what love is. I think, I don't know, I don't even understand what love is, and I'm 21. So I don't know, I don't know, I don't know how to answer this question, because, one, I've never been in love, so I don't know what it's like. I don't know. I think you can fall in and out of love with people, though. I definitely think so. Number 23. Would you be able to make a turkey, like a Thanksgiving turkey, all on your own? That's the one thing. I think I mentioned earlier in this audio. It's long. It's almost like an hour or more. I think I mentioned that I'm vegetarian, but like I just recently started, and I've decided that for holidays I'm giving it up so that I can like actually enjoy a full holiday meal. But I don't think that I could prepare a turkey all on my own. I think I would have to get my mom's help. Number 24, do you like the taste of alcohol? If you're not old enough to drink, do you plan on drinking when you're able to? I don't mind the taste of alcohol, but I prefer my mixed drinks, and I prefer my mixed drinks sweet so that I don't have to taste it because it can be too strong for me. I like to have fun. I don't get drunk. I have fun. I actually don't get drunk. I've never been drunk because I only have like 2 or 3 drinks. That's a lie. I lied. At my cousin's Buck and Doe, I drank a lot. But those drinks were mixed properly and good, and I could not taste the alcohol. I had like so many Jello shooters too, and those were so good. But I'm definitely not a person that can drink my alcohol straight. I have to have a mixer, you know. Number 25, would you integrate a caregiver / little dynamic or a master / pet dynamic into your romantic relationship, or would you consider that strictly for the bedroom? I mean, I want like a quote unquote normal relationship, or I guess vanilla relationship, but I would not mind being with someone who wouldn't mind maybe integrating, a daddy little relationship into our everyday life, or a mommy little. You know, I don't think I would mind that at all. So, you know, definitely not. I think it could work as a everyday dynamic. Number 26, do you have a signature fragrance? There we go. If so, what is it? I have this really awesome shop in town that sells a lot of like incense and gems and crystals and tapestries and singing bowls and that kind of stuff. And I got this, my mom got it for me for one of my birthdays 1 year. It's like this like solid perfume in the scent honeysuckle. And I love that shit so much. I just recently bought a new thing of it. It's my favorite. It's got like a very fresh, clean smell, because I don't really like anything too fruity or too floral. Too florally. But this has a slight floralness to it, but it's still very fresh and nice. I like it a lot. Number 27, can you have a hands-free orgasm? I've never tried, so I don't really know, but I don't think so. Number 28, do you think you'll be living in the same place, house, apartment, city in the next 5 years? I hope to God I'm still not living with my mom in the next 5 years. I mean, I love her, but I need my own place. And I definitely do not want to be in this town in the next 5 years. I want to be off and doing my career and, you know, living my life. Number 29, would you ever try, or have you ever tried having a man versus wild type of adventure? Why or why not? I don't think I would ever try it, because I am very much not a fan of camping / the outdoors or anything to do with hiking or anything like that, or the wild. I'm content staying at home in my comfy bed without having to worry about animals attacking me. I'm good. Number 30, could you go vegan? If you are a vegan, how did you start and was it difficult originally? I am not vegan, but I am vegetarian, and I can tell you that it is hard because I'm still slowly trying to phase into it. But I think I could do vegan. Vegan's just the only difference between vegan and vegetarian is no animal byproducts. And I don't, like, I mean, I could do without milk and cheese and all that kind of stuff. I think I could do it. Number 31. If you could only have sex where only one of the two of you comes, who would you want it to be? Yes, the rest of your life will be this way. Shit, man. I'm going to be selfish and say me. Number 32, what other subreddits do you frequent? The no sleep subreddit is a good one. r/no sleep. r/creepy, also a good one. r/sourcefed. r/audio candy. And pillow talk audio. And I think that's it. Sometimes I sort of lurk on the little personals and little space personals subreddits. Totally just, yep. Number 33. Would you rather be without your tongue or your teeth? I'm really vain and I really, really like my teeth. I had braces for a long time, so I mean, my teeth look good now. So I'd say my tongue. Number 34. The only pornographic material you are able to access on the internet, yes, for the literal rest of your life, is either your own audios of just you or leggy, pixelated porn with no sound. All videos you watch will be this way. Which do you choose and why? I'm going to go with the pixelated porn because, like, I have a hard enough time listening back to my voice just to see if I like the quality of the audio. I don't think I could get off to my own voice ever. I don't know. That's kind of, I couldn't do that. Okay, we're on to our last questionnaire, and I'm, if you guys have stuck it out this long, you guys are troopers, holy shit. So we're just gonna go into it. Number one, your masturbating hand, both of your ambidextrous, got burned off in a fire. You touched my mixtape. You can only restore either its functionality or its aesthetics. Which do you choose? I am ambidextrous, so we're gonna go with both hands. I would restore its functionality over the aesthetics of my hands. Because functionality is kind of important. Number 22. What color is the sky right now? The sky is a very nice blue with some very faint white clouds in the sky. They're not like the puffy clouds. They're more like that weird misty, foggy looking cloud. You know what I mean? Maybe. Number 3. What is your favorite piece of clothing you own? I have a really cute pair of shorts I'm wearing today that I love to death. They're green. They're like an army green, and they've got like a silk inside, and then on the outside they're lace. They're very cute. They're my favorite. My throat is getting really sore. Number 4. You get the chance to have an orgy with every current audio poster on GWA. Like, everyone is in the room. Everyone. Do you do it? Can I sit out and watch? Because I think I'd prefer that. Than to join in. But that's just me. Number 5. What do you think of artificial intelligence?
Oh my god.
Oh, sorry, guys. I don't know. I don't really have any thoughts on it. I haven't really put much thought into artificial intelligence, so I don't know. Number 6. Do you remember your first orgasm? I can barely remember what I did last week, let alone my first orgasm, because that was a long time ago. I really don't remember. Can you still use your hands/fingers to masturbate after having used a sex toy? I can. I sometimes prefer, like, I prefer a sex toy, obviously, over my hands, but, my vibrator recently broke, so I've kind of been having to go back to the old-fashioned way, and, I mean, it's all right, but obviously it can't satisfy as much as a vibrator can. I'd really like to get a magic wand or a Hitachi, whatever it's called. But I just need to, one, get a prepaid credit card, and then I need to find a site that sells them for cheap. Because I want to try one out. They interest me. I think they're interesting. Do you keep your sexual history a secret from your peers on GWA? Well, I mean, I did just tell everybody in this audio that I'm a virgin, so I don't know if that counts as keeping my sexual history a secret or not. So I'm going to say no, because I don't have one. Number 9. Do you have any TV series, film, or book recommendations? All right. First, we're going to start with TV. Daredevil. Watch it. It's good. Do recommend. I love the Punisher. He's my favorite. He's daddy AF. Two. Supernatural. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, so Daredevil. Punisher's daddy AF. My favorite. Supernatural. Really good series. Criminal Minds. Flashpoint. Flashpoint is really good. Oh, God. I don't know. That's all I watch. I don't really watch much TV anymore. Film recommendations. Captain America the First Avenger. Captain America the Winter Soldier. Captain America Civil War. All three are good. The Thor movies. I mean, Suicide Squad was good, but it would have been better without the Joker. That's controversial, probably, but I do recommend Suicide Squad if you can get over the Joker. Shit, what else? What else? What other movies are good? Deadpool. Good movie. 10 out of 10. That's it. That's all from films. And books. Hyperbole and a Half is a good book. Welcome to Night Vale. My Drunk Kitchen. The book is great. I love it. Hannibal is good. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's it. Number 10. What was your major in college? I started out in educational assistant / special needs support. So basically, I wanted to work with special needs, children with special needs, or adults with special needs. It was a dual program, so I could have done both. But then a lot of stuff happened, mainly with my mental health, and also the fact that you're on a wait list for like 8 years after that program. So I just didn't want to do it anymore. So I graduated with a certificate in general arts and sciences. And I'm going back in 2 years in the fall. So in fall of 2018, I believe, for creative arts and media makeup. Yeah. Number 11. Would you like to have sex with someone with a 12-inch penis? Since I'm a female, I'm answering the second question. That's really big. That's long. I don't know, man. That seems intimidating and terrifying. Because 12 inches, that's like a foot-long sub from Subway. And those puppies are big. or it's like a foot-long hot dog. Like, no thank you. I'm okay. Number 12. Give a realistic estimate for how many years until the human race dies out. Jesus Christ. That's... Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know, maybe like 1 million years? We got like 1 million years left, I don't know. Maybe less, we probably have less than that. I don't know. Vsauce made a good video about FOMO that talked about how long Earth has, like how long before the human race goes extinct kind of thing. He explains it better, and I don't really have a good answer. 13, how do you get yourself to stop procrastinating and actually be productive? This is a good one because I have attention deficit disorder. So productiveness is hard when you have executive dysfunction. But I find breaking tasks down into smaller tasks. So like a small task, clean your room. But to be even more productive, break it down to clean off your desk. And then break it down to clean out this drawer. And then start with that drawer and then move to the desk and then start breaking down your room into small sections. Breaking any task down into something small. Like, another good one is a reward-based system. I used to do this in college. I would set a timer and be like, if I study for 5 minutes, I can take a 10-minute break and go get a snack. And I got a lot of studying and stuff done by using a reward-based system. Or like another thing would be, if I do this and get this project done tomorrow, I'm gonna go to this cafe. Number 14, how do you pee with a boner? I don't have a bone. I don't have a dick. So alternately, do you masturbate whilst on your period? When I have my vibrator, I use that. Obviously you clean it. But yeah, that's it. Number 15, why is it illegal to be paid to have sex in private but legal when it's on camera? That's a good question. Just a second. Okay, sorry. My cousin came up and was here. So, anyway, number 15. Why is it illegal to be paid to have sex in private but legal when it's on camera? Good question. I don't know. It does seem a little weird that they would make that illegal, but yeah. Number 16. You can only choose two. Enough sleep, a social life, contact with anyone, or internet porn, which and why? Good lord. I guess it includes this because, I mean, does internet porn include audio recordings? Because I don't know. But I think... I would go with social life and internet porn. Because I already don't get enough sleep, so I don't care. Number 17. Would you rather always have a dry, scratchy throat or a mild headache? I mean, my throat is always sore. Like, I'm already getting a sore throat from talking. And, you know, so I guess that one. Because I can't even stand having the slightest headache. I'm a big baby when it comes to that. Number 18. How do you go about getting creepy / annoying rude PMs from people? I just kind of ignore them. And if they're incessant, I block them. That's about it. That's all I do. What is your phone's wallpaper? My phone's lock screen is a collage of Bucky Barnes. And the the home screen wallpaper is a picture of a wall that had really cool graffiti on it from when I went out with my roommates back in college. My desktop wallpaper right now is a really cool picture of a skeleton on a mushroom. It's really cool. Number 20, do you think fisting is sexy? Personally, for me, I would not find it sexy if someone did it to me. I mean, sometimes there'll be a porn that I watch that has, like, a bit of it in it, and it's kind of, you know, it's weird, and I sometimes skip through it just because it terrifies me. It's so scary looking. I don't know. Number 21, describe the idea of your perfect wedding. Oh, dear Lord. Okay, I'd want something small. I don't want a lot of people. I already told my mother, like, when I get married that the dress code is, like, black tie. Just because at my cousin's wedding, there were people that came in, like, jeans and shit. Like, they just looked like they kind of were coming for, like, a barbecue. And I didn't like that. For me, I would have been pissed. So, like, for me, black tie wedding with a good dress code, a small amount of people, nothing too big, just like closest friends and family, probably in the fall. Yeah, in the fall, indoors. Well, maybe have the ceremony outdoors if it's like a nice day, but indoors, because my dress I want is short. Because I am already, I'm short. So long dresses make me look shorter and I don't want that. Yeah, I'm just going to move on because my throat is getting sore and I don't want to bore you all with my wedding. Number 22. Do you think instant teleportation could be possible? Maybe in, like, the future, but not anytime soon. Number 23. If you could put one item into a time capsule that is indicative of the time period of your childhood, what would it be? I don't know. Maybe, like, my one stuffed animal I have, my teddy bear that my grandpa got me. And 24 is tell us the story of your day, but I did that earlier. But yeah, so that's the last question. We're finally done. This audio is literally almost an hour and a half. It's like an hour and 20 minutes right now. So if you've stuck it out this long, you're a trooper. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed listening to my voice at a normal volume for once. And I hope I didn't deafen any of you because I have a hard time with volume control. Anyway, I hope you guys really liked this and that you learned a little bit more about me or whatever. Yeah, so I hope you guys like this, and I'll be back with another questionnaire or something very soon. Bye!